Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I want to talk about sisters who wear makeup. Now, obviously, it's a fitna for the brothers. However, this is something that sisters love. Sisters love this kind of thing, makeup, dressing up, They love to make themselves look as beautiful as much as possible. Okay? And we know that the hijab is something that has been given to the sisters to cover their beauty. So if sisters out there who want to show their beauty, then it's being contradicting. You're being contradictive. However, I don't know how difficult it is for sisters. I'm not a woman, so it's very difficult for me to judge a woman in that sense. But but the thing is, we have to go by Quran and Sunnah, and you need to know what's halal and what's haram and what's disliked and what's liked. Now, I'm not gonna talk about whether it's haram or halal. You will find that some of the scholars will say that a woman should, not wear makeup outside in public. And like I said, I know it's going to be difficult for the sisters not to wear makeup at all. And however, there are some sisters who don't wear makeup, and there are some sisters who sometimes wear makeup and sometimes they don't. And more times it's because of insecurity. They believe without the makeup that they do not look beautiful. And obviously people will be probably say to themselves, well, they're still going out in public trying to beautify themselves when Allah has given that hijab for them to cover their beauty. SubhanAllah, it's a very difficult one. And even with sisters who wear niqab, sometimes they'll have long eyelashes. They might put fake eyelashes on, or they put, I don't know what it's called, eyeliner, or was it mascara? Okay, so they put mascara on to beautify their eyelashes, and that in itself is, even though you've got niqab on, it still can be a fitna for some brothers. So, I don't know, it's a very difficult one. There are sisters who, and I think since the Instagram has, has got even bigger, because there was a time where Twitter was bigger than Instagram. Now Instagram's probably the biggest, between Instagram and Facebook. Obviously Facebook owns Instagram. So it's like, I don't know. I just think this whole Instagram thing, it's not just sisters, it's brothers as well who take these selfies and, take pictures of themselves. And subhanAllah, but obviously we see a lot of sisters doing this. SubhanAllah, a lot of sisters. I think brothers are more, they'll show, they want to show off their clothes, right? Brothers more want to show off their clothes, their new Armani top, or their Gucci shoes, and that's what a lot of brothers want to do. Okay, practicing and non-practicing. I've seen practicing brothers who may show off their watch. They're in their picture. They have, a picture of their watch. A nice watch. And so, everyone's different. They want to show. Everyone wants to show what they have, and for women, they want to show their beauty. For many women, they want to show their beauty. Some people want to show their achievements. Some people don't put no pictures up until the day that they graduate. And when they graduate, they take a picture of themselves graduating, some people don't take pictures at all, but they like to show how much knowledge they got. So, it could work in different ways, and that in itself is dangerous if you're showing the people how knowledgeable you are rather than showing the people to try and change them and change yourselves and relieve yourself from ignorance. That's why we seek knowledge. And that's why we try and benefit other people by sharing our knowledge, because one who has knowledge shouldn't keep it to himself. So if you're doing it for the sake of Allah and to benefit others, you know, and benefit yourself in the akhirah, that's different. But if you're doing it to show off, you know, this is what I'm saying. So many people might think they're doing a good deed. So we might be looking at sisters like thinking to ourselves, oh, they're just taking pictures of themselves, you know, trying to show their beauty, etc. Astaghfirullah. But then at the same time, you're putting pictures up, you know, of knowledge, which is a good thing. But what's your intentions? Are you doing it just to show off, or what are you doing it for? So this, you know, have you got the right intentions? Are you doing it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, to benefit yourself in the akhirah and to benefit other people? You know, what are you doing it for? And that's what it boils down to, is intentions. Even with the sisters who wear makeup, are they doing it to show themselves to men? You know, some sisters have no Instagram, or no pictures of themselves on Instagram, and they think that this is dangerous, and they don't want to show, they don't want random strangers looking at them, you know, or looking at their photos on Instagram, but yet they go outside in public with makeup on. So a sister who wears makeup on in public can't really diss the sister who puts her pictures up on Instagram. Yes, it's more dangerous to have pictures up on Instagram, in a sense that there could be, you know, evil eye, men might, you know, there's more chance of evil eye, right? Men, there might be brothers who are looking at women on Instagram, and wallahi, none of us are perfect. So I'm not trying to say, you know, that I'm better than anyone else, or I'm righteous or more pious than anyone else. We all fall into sins. However, the person that uploads, you know, pictures of themselves, you know, what are they doing it for? Are they doing it to show other men how beautiful they are? Or, you know, what is it? What are you doing? SubhanAllah. And also, husbands fall into this as well. Men fall into this as well, because they might have wives who are putting pictures up of themselves. But are they telling them to take them down? Are they telling them not to put pictures up? That's another thing. And we know the situation of a day youth. Look that up. I don't want to really explain it. Just maybe go on Q&A, Islam Q&A. Type in what is a day youth, and it will be explained there. You know. So yeah, it's very important for brothers and sisters to know, you know, what they're getting into. You know, things that they're doing, is it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal? We have bad intentions, good intentions. You know, sometimes we do things and it's literally to show off without even realizing too much, without even thinking about it too much. Instagram is one of those things where you can get caught up in showing everything that you have, showing off. Every time you go on holiday, you put a picture up of yourself going on holiday. I mean, some will say, what is the point? You know, some may say that, and at the same time, they have pictures of themselves on Facebook. It just seems worse because it's on Instagram for some reason. But, you know, we've seen as many people who put photos of themselves up on Facebook, but it's only become a problem since it's on Instagram for some reason, when many people have been doing it for a long time on Facebook and other social networks. But for some reason, on Instagram, it's more of a problem. You know, it doesn't make sense. If you're going to say one thing's a problem, it all should be a problem, you know. So, I don't know. It would be so much better if I could dialogue with someone. Then, you know, we can have a longer show, but I'm gonna have to cut it short, because I think it would be better if I had Quran and Hadith and maybe give you some some ayat, verses of Quran and a Hadith to, you know, give you some evidence and some proof, some dalil on, you know, makeup and things like that, or beauty and, you know, hijab and this kind of thing. I think it would have been better. But at the same time, then again, I have to be careful myself of speaking without knowledge, you know. You find that if I was to read Quran, then maybe I'll be given tafsir. So need to be careful in that sense. So maybe it's just better I just talk from my heart and experience and things that I've seen and things that I know of. And I would like to hear everyone's feedback and what else I should talk about, or what other podcasts I should do. You know, what other subjects I should talk about, basically. Because obviously this one was about sisters and makeup. Maybe I could expand on it and talk about it more. Like I said, if you leave feedback, then I can bounce off those feedbacks and, you know, put it into a video, not video, but audio, podcast type of thing, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, on this podcast. And I would advise anyone who wants to do a podcast to go onto this app. I don't know if when I put the link on the bio, when you do listen to this, maybe you could do a podcast yourself. And I would like to listen to other podcasts, you know, who are Muslim. Because there are many podcasts out there, but a lot of non-Muslims are doing it. So I think the best Islamic podcast that I've heard, probably the only one that I've been listening to, or watching rather, is Faisal from Freshly Grounded. Go on YouTube and type Freshly Grounded. They have some good podcasts to watch. Unfortunately, I haven't got the type of equipment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Faisal with. And I wouldn't have a clue how to set it up, to be honest with you. So, you know, I just found it a lot easier by doing, you know, going onto this app and just using the audio for this app. So I know it's probably not as good as seeing things, because I'm a visual person. I like to just watch things rather than listen. But at the same time, when I listen, I can kind of imagine what they're saying, depending on what the speaker's like. I'm not a great speaker, so maybe this wasn't as entertaining as you probably wanted it to be. But then again, it's not one of those entertaining matters or subjects. It's a serious subject. So maybe inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us understanding of, you know, what we should kind of listen to. Because a lot of people fall into just watching and listening to entertaining stuff. And, you know, some of these entertaining stuff can be haram or, you know, disliked, and something that we shouldn't be listening to as Muslims. So I think it's just best that we try and get knowledge rather, regardless if the speaker's not your kind of cup of tea. Like myself, I'm not a great speaker, but however, I like to help others. So in order to help others, sometimes you just got to speak. Sometimes you just got to speak. And obviously, Instagram is good for people who's not really... and I think I will do a subject on this, because I see myself as an introvert. You know, an introvert is someone who kind of gets... what's the word? They like to be by themselves, because when they're around too many people, they feel drained out. And when they're by themselves, they have more energy. And subhanAllah, it reminds me of a hadith where... only if I had the hadith. I don't want to say it in case I'm wrong, but it's a hadith that is very similar to that. That, you know, if I could find it, I would actually say it to you. I don't know if anyone knows this hadith that is very similar to what I just said. If you know that hadith, leave a comment or DM me or something. Get in touch with me, because that hadith, I need to find that. It's very similar to what I just said, but I don't want to make a mistake in saying it, even though I'll be paraphrasing. I could be getting it totally wrong. So, I best just leave that. But yeah, this podcast has been a bit weird, because I think podcasts are a lot better, personally, when you're dialoguing with someone. That would be a lot better. But if, you know, alhamdulillah, even if it's one or two people listening to this, I'm grateful, I'm thankful. And maybe even if there's more on this, you know, someone's thought about, you know, the things that I've said, just to be careful on Instagram, what kind of photos you put up. I think that's the first step as well. I think a lot of sisters find it difficult to leave the house without their makeup. So I think the first step, and, you know, in Islam, we should always go by step. We can't just do everything all at once. You know, it can be too difficult. So step by step, I think the first thing you got to do is, if you're a person who likes taking photos, first of all, do photos without makeup, so you can see the reaction of the people. And don't worry about criticism, because some of the sellers said, when it comes to criticism, you got to just take it on board. Like, don't a person who's worried about criticism is worried about the people, when really you should worry about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks. So strip off the makeup, take the makeup off, and if you find it difficult not to take photos at all, then it's between you and Allah. But step by step, take off your makeup, and then next step will be like not to take photos of yourselves. And then, because you could benefit, think about it, yeah? You have Instagram, and many of these sisters have so many followers. Just imagine if you was to change a bad from, and we're supposed to follow a bad deed up with a good deed. So only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much bad deeds you're getting. I don't want to say anything. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of good things that you do, and could be wiping out some of the bad deeds that you may be doing. Allahu alam, Allah knows best. But I think if you follow up a good deed with a bad, no, follow a bad deed up with a good deed, if that makes sense. So you wipe out the bad deed with a good deed. If it wipes it out, I don't know. I don't want to make that statement. I'm not sure if it wipes it out, but all I know is that it's good to follow after you've done a bad deed, do a good deed, basically. So in saying that, if taking a photo is of yourself, depending on your intentions, if it's a bad thing and you're getting bad deeds for it, then because you're showing your beauty to strangers, etc., then try your best to follow it up with a good deed by not putting pictures up of yourself. And instead of putting pictures up of yourself, maybe just put an Islamic reminder. Just put an Islamic reminder. Even taking photos, because I've seen some of these photos look good. When you just take a photo of, and they kind of make it look like photography, like real good photography. And I've done that on another page that I had, where I was just taking a picture of random things. I could be in a restaurant and I might see something that looks good, so I'll just take a photo of it. Even if it's the walls just look different, or the table looks different, the chairs look different, take a photo of it. Taking a photo of something that you like, then again, it can be classed as showing off. But if even if you take a photo of your shoes, the new shoes that you bought, it's better than taking a photo of yourself and showing it to all these strangers. So, just be careful of what you do on Instagram. And even the evil eye is real. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The evil eye is real." So, in me saying that, I'm going to end it there. I think that's the perfect ending, inshallah ta'ala. So, yeah, this was 18 minutes, surprisingly. It went very quick. So, I'll try and do longer podcasts in the future, inshallah ta'ala. And I will be doing a podcast when I'm totally free, because I have responsibilities, I have kids, etc. So, and I don't want them making noise in the background. So literally when I'm by myself or I'm free and I have time on my hands, then I will be doing a longer podcast. Hopefully it will be even better than this one, inshallah ta'ala. This was my first podcast, so you could imagine how nerve-wracking it is. But I think it is even more easier to do it on audio, without showing my face. I just think it's a lot more better because the intentions are better. So at the end of the day, this is my first podcast. May not be great, but I'm trying, inshallah ta'ala. I would like your feedback. Even if you're criticizing me, any feedback will be great. And I was going to say subscribe. I don't know how this works. Subscribe or follow me on this, and you'll get the latest podcast, hopefully. جزاك الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته